just some guys sitting around talking about construction.
Yeah.
Sometimes we show up, sometimes we don't.
Yeah.
Here. You got started, Jerry.
All right. So I just was just kind of reading through some industry news and see what are people talking about. And there's a theme here. So I picked out a couple of articles I thought we could just discuss real quick. Like, Jeff, get your input since you're the actual construction guy here.
Yeah.
So
we'll give it a whirl.
All right, so here's a headline. Construction industry adds 60,000 jobs in February as hourly wages post steepest rise since 1982. Competition for workers expected to intensify. Does that jive with what you're seeing in the market today?
Yeah, you know, for the most part. Well, not just today, but I mean, we've been seeing it for the last couple of years. I mean, it's deadly, you know. In this area, in this market, you know, we're in right now, skilled labor is tough to find. Good men are tough to find, and when you get them, you got to pay for them. And you know, I say in the last 2 years, I've seen probably a 30 to 35% jump in wages from entry level all the way up to, you know, foreman and superintendent.
30 to 35%.
Yeah.
Wow, that's special.
So even the guys just starting out, everybody's making more money now.
Yeah.
If you're willing to work.
If you're willing to work, yeah.
You know, I will say one thing that's interesting about that, though. You know, we talk about wages not keeping up with inflation. I guess it depends what your work is. If you want to enter construction, you can keep up with inflation right now.
And I don't really think inflation is what's controlling the market as far as our wage market. What's controlling ours is the need for the help.
Just the growth.
The supply and demand.
Yeah.
You know, we got so much demand right now. Well, and then you got this other, you know, animal we got to deal with where, as far as I know, our government's still paying a lot of people more money to stay at home than what they can make in the market.
Actually, I don't think that's true.
It may not be.
I think that's...
Last I heard, they were still giving out checks. I don't know if they are or not.
I don't know. Yeah. I think that is kind of phased out.
I hope so.
Real quick, I saw a thing that just kind of blew me away. Last year, there were more new business filings than ever in history.
Really?
So, I was telling Jerry, a lot of people, I think, decided that, hey, I'm going to do something else. I'm going to try something else.
Yeah.
You wish them all the best of luck, but as we know, statistically, a large chunk of new businesses are going to fail. Mm-hmm. So these people are going to be coming back to the workforce.
Yes.
They're coming back. Yeah, it's inevitable.
But, you know, I don't, like I say, you know, as far as our industry goes and what we do, I don't believe, you know, inflation has anything to do with it. I think it's just a supply and demand. We don't really have, you know, skilled laborers. If you got a skilled position, you know, you're not just snapping your finger like, hey, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Yeah. You know, you've got to be trained and brought up in it. So, you know, we still got basically the same amount of people that we've had in this area that do these particular jobs that we've always had, but there's so much progress going on that those people aren't, you know, we're outsourcing to other states, other counties and stuff, you know, surrounding counties, you know, trying to find people.
And part of that is probably, like we've talked about before, this lack of emphasis on skilled labor in education.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still, like, they try to push everybody into college, and some kids are better off learning a trade.
Which, and I saw a thing today that community college enrollment is at a historic low right now.
Really?
That's odd.
That is odd. Especially like in the state of Tennessee where
it's
provided for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. And speaking of like a trade school, well, that's a good opportunity, you know, to learn a specific trade. It's at a community college.
Yeah.
So I just found that surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I know, like in the past few years, you know, medical field, for instance, you know, they're offering a deal where, like, say you go to, they'll pay for you to go to school to be a nurse or, you know, this or that or whatever field you may be going into. And then you sign a deal with this particular hospital, this particular doctor's office or whatever it may be that, hey, I'm going to work for you for X amount of months to trade off, you know, for my schooling.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's something that, you know, as far as skilled and trade laborers, maybe that's what we need to start doing, you know, is maybe offering someone an incentive program or some type of apprentice program
mm-hmm.
to where, you know, you can work here for, you know, we're going to put you through school and let you learn a good trade,
mm-hmm.
and then you pay us back by committing for so many months or so many years.
No, that's a great idea. Yeah. I mean, yeah, because those opportunities, they do exist.
Yeah.
In other similar industries.
Yeah.
I've not heard of that in, you know, your trade, right. Which is underground specifically.
Yeah.
You know, you don't really hear people talking about that, but that's a wonderful idea.
Yeah. Well, and they, you got union jobs. You know, like you got apprenticeships, you know.
Apprenticeships through the union.
Yeah. And, but there again, that's a different entity all on its own because, you know, their wage rates versus the general market wage rates are totally different when you get in the private sector. You know, union are, but they pay you a lot higher salaries than what you can get out here just working for for an individual company.
Right.
Excuse me.
I'm
going to say that's one thing, you know, that you don't, you know, want to get accustomed to is trying to compete with union type projects.
Yeah.
Because you'll never be able to, you'll go under. If you try to pay your guys, you know, what union workers make, you can't afford to do it and pick up work in the private market.
Yeah.
So what are you guys at your company doing to attract labor?
Well, I mean, we've put ads out. I mean, we've numerous things, you know, word of mouth, Facebook.
But y'all are not the only one. At the end of the day, does it come down to who can pay the most, or are there other things you can do to kind of...
Yes and no. I mean, there are some guys you're trying to hire, you know, they're going to be more loyal to a specific company, you know, or they get, you know, a certain company in mind that they want to work for. At that point, you know, they're willing to give up a little bit of change to make sure they can work for this particular company. But yes, it does boil down to money, you know, for the most part. You know, who's going to treat the men the best, who's going to pay the most fair salary, and who's going to offer them the most benefits. And at the end of the day, you know, that's where they're going to go. What kind of vehicles you going to supply me? What kind of insurance you going to furnish me? You going to give me a phone? You know, what all are you going to do, you know, to make it worth my while? And right now, we're having a hard time finding like one or two guys. So what we've found is a little easier for us is to try to find a complete crew, foreman, operators, laborers, pipe layers, whatever it may be, and take that whole crew and put them to work.
Hmm.
And I say we've had better luck with it, but the opportunities are a little more frequent than just an individual. Because most individuals, unless they're mad or whatever, they're going to continue to stick with this one crew they worked with, you know, for the last few years.
Yeah. Well, the crew, they've built a bond together, right. You know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they can all go and all make a little more money.
Right.
Yeah. Then
and if you've got a crew that's, you know, been together for a few years, that are used to one another, and they've got a way of working, and it works, that's what you want. You know, it cuts down on your training time. In your time trying to put a crew together,
mm-hmm.
because
efficiency out of the box.
Well, yeah, and everyone on that crew is not going to get along. I mean, if you're bringing strangers in to put them together,
sure,
they may jive, but there's a good chance they're not going to jive. You know, they're going to.
I bet
they're going to butt some heads. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Heads, yeah.
Yeah.
I had a couple more articles, but I think maybe we'll discuss them separately.
So yeah,
a little discussion.
That sounds great.
So we'll wrap this one up.
I like it.
We would remind you all to please like this video.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you've got some questions about it, comment. You know, YouTube, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So look us up on Facebook. Of course, check us out at profitdig.com. We post articles there and such. Of course, we have created what we believe is the world's easiest to use construction job bidding and costing solutions.
Yes.
So, come give us a try. $99 a month, no contract.
That's it.
It does not get much
it's easier than that.
I think that's it. Yep. So,
all right.
We'll see you there.
All right, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. See you.